Wonderful, thank you. So, why would we reinvent the wheel, you ask? A lot of it came from kind of thinking about what I want to do as a technologist. I've been a developer for 25 years, 15 of them. I've been working towards some sort of social good or good in the world. I really wanted to focus my energy in one area. I didn't know what or where, so I just started thinking through where can what I do help. And that brought me to thinking a bit about essentially, it started making me think a bit about my public library. This is something I grew up in, something I really care about in the States. The local public library is in every county or every city, and for a lot of people, it is the only connection to this greater world of information and all the things that are happening out there. And libraries are trusted because in a lot of ways they're the only place that you can go. Nobody's trying to sell you anything, which is kind of a strange thing to even imagine. And a lot of libraries are talking about being the third space for a lot of different reasons, but I find that to be a pretty compelling reason. When you go to your local public library website, they tend to be very, we call it anti-mission. The content says that we can't even find the content. The design says we're out of touch, but none of that's true. There's all kinds of accessibility problems and usability problems. Most websites, for example, like in the search, you do a search and it immediately jumps off to the library catalog, and the library catalog has books and movies. And that's how people think a library is, but that's not what it is. That's like a third of what it is. So our whole thing is, let's bring some of that together. Closed vocabularies and ontologies are not native to any of the content management systems or the library sites that we've seen. They're just really kind of messy situations generally. So beyond the design, I feel the content management in itself gets in the way. They're hard to update, therefore they don't get updated as much, therefore people don't come as much, therefore there's not really a lot of reason, it's this doom loop. And the problem, to me, the real problem is I really love the library. Half the people in any given place don't use it, and they believe that there's no reason for it. We want to show them there is. So, from a library's point of view, and we talk to a lot of librarians as a strong part. We have a lot of relationships, and we maintain those relationships by really good support. For a library, choosing a content management system is hard. It's impossible. How do you know what the difference is? Using a content management system is hard, and especially if it's Drupal or something that's not really set up well. CMSs are not focused the way the library is in terms of content or data. Content management systems tend to require this process of discovering plugins, and half the plugins you even see in the first two pages of Google search are $7 a month, and it's just like all this stuff. And it might break, historically. So, from my point of view, I think content management's the problem, and in a lot of ways, you look at CMSs of before and now, they haven't changed all that much. And what are the great CMS innovations of the last 10 years? You can find the last year's innovations and everything's AI, and a year ago it was, you know, all these different things. But for the most part, there's not a lot of great innovation that seems to be new that I know about. And I want to hear from you. And a lot of us being here is to learn a lot more about what you're finding out into this, because we just can't seem to use Google the way that we used to. It's so hard to find anything worthwhile. But the things that I do know, panel, experience management, CRMs, SEO, all great features, but not really good for anybody but business. Talk about single site generation, which we do a bit of. We love tools like Webflow, some inner or middleware like Twig or templating, alternative data for GitHub or other places so that you can essentially have kind of what we call better librarianship. All great for the technologists. The librarians are stuck, I think, I'm hoping I'm wrong. The last 10 years, the block editor has been like the one really amazing thing that happened. And I think it really helps, and let's talk about why. But before we get to that, what happened? Where did the lack of innovation come from? And I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of ways that this can go, I guess, but in obviously 2020, I started working on the CMS, on a brand new one, because I kept hitting walls every time I used other ones. And I would tell them, my library technologist friends or Code for Lib or the people like that, and they're always like, what are you thinking? There's a content management system out there. Have you heard of Drupal? Maybe. And the reality is it is impossible to do well or a waste of time. And then I got some expert advice, although he was 3 years old at the time, from a guy that runs a company called Kentico or Kentico, which I don't know very well. And I'm like, okay, great, I shouldn't. But then I looked at Kentico and I'm like, what are we going? Is that Microsoft Word? Yeah, as a CMS. So here's my big list of what I think. I want to hear any different opinions. I'd love to continue that. First, CMSs are overgeneralized. Content, the word content, is an overgeneralization of the things people create. And if you're creating content, you're probably not thinking about it right. You're writing something. You're helping people do wayfinding. You're creating videos. You're doing things. You're not making content. There was a whole SAG strike in the United States last year about this very thing. And so the idea of content management being one thing that does everything, I think it can't be. I think CMSs are siloed. Once you learn how to do Drupal, you have spent almost all of your brain cells. You don't want to actually go deeper into something else. CMS data isn't very exportable. You can export the specific data. We have found nothing but trouble trying to even import basic data sets. So we had a actual blog, all the posts from WordPress. Cool, we got the data. Let's import it. Let's see what's in here. Fusion Builder. What is this? It has taken all the things out of the system and just turned it into Fusion Builder junk. CMSs do not make data management a priority. All of them that I have tried are really just not naturally good at it. You have to add a bunch of plugins. It shouldn't be that way. CMSs don't make content crafting. The whole idea of a block editor is that it's just more of a joy to create, or you can be in a space to create. That's not really a priority. They're really more like copy and paste from somewhere else. CMSs don't really help people make better content. CMSs aren't opinionated. They don't say, hey, this is at a 12th or college level English. You might consider it a 10th or a 7th grade because that's what this page is about. CMSs really require plugins to be the thing. And I don't think that works very well at all. And they're not collaboration tools. They're content workflow tools. You put something in, it gets approved by somebody. Somebody looks at it for brands. Somebody looks at it for other things. It's just not, as a system, it's not really up to that speed. So how can we turn this around? One, if you are interested in this world, make a content management system. Peter from Kentico says don't. I say do. Because every time you put something out there, if we can get it to be able to be useful, hey, it's going to expand the conversation of what CMSs can be. Make it objectively easy to use. You can't give somebody something that's either a blank screen or they just don't get it because it's just like, what is this? You do the UX work. Do the accessibility work. Make sure these things can really come together. Like I said, export system. Import system, preserving relationships, the GCSV file format that we're kind of playing with, it's a system that preserves hierarchical relationships. It preserves the parent-child relationships, and it's meant to really be a way to manage data and then pull the specific parts that you need out of it. Rich data management needs to be a standard out-of-the-box feature, a CMS writing production studio. That would be, to me, like if the content is worthwhile, make the creation of content a joy. Make the interface didactic. When you fail to do an alt tag, hey, consider an alt tag. The alt tag shouldn't be the file name. Yeah, you're not useful. Make the experience full-featured first. Make the whole site, and then have the plugins come in and add their parts to it. And lastly, make it collaborative. How? I don't know yet. But that's kind of the fun, and that's a lot of the reason that we're here. The reasons for hope. There's actually some really kind of cool stuff going on. Medium, of course, created the block. I think Medium created the block editor. At least that's the first time I heard of it. That was one of the first times I feel people were like, hey, we want to do something for the editor. CraftCMS out of South Carolina, United States, is great for the developer experience. Storyblock has an image service, which we have. It's a super cool specialized way to, it's like IIIF, just built into the CMS, not as a separate thing. And Webflow, of course, is great for designer experience. There's a web studio and open source version. And most importantly, thanks for being here.
Thank you.